Assalamualaikum and hello everyone.
Hi, I'm Harris.
And I'm Zulaika, and we will be your host for today.
So Zu, this week's episode is already our fourth episode. How cool is that? If you missed our last episode, we had Miss Hani Asnoor from the technology episode where we discussed on the lack of role model in women in STEM. So go check that out on our Spotify if you missed it.
Just to remind everyone about our essay competition, it is a good opportunity to unleash your creative side of you, and also the winner of this essay competition will be featured on our last episode. So make sure you participate and good luck.
So back to our podcast. Today's episode will be mainly about the engineering field. So for future engineers out there, time to get excited.
Yes, without wasting any more time, let's get on to the interview.
Assalamualaikum and a good day everyone. I hope everyone is ready to hear our episode today as we have a lot to discuss about. For the last two episodes, we have been covering the science and technology part of STEM. Now, we will continue with engineering.
That is amazing. We are so privileged to be given the platform to discuss the importance of having women in STEM and how it impacts our society, and to share the wonderful stories from our guests. Speaking of guests, here we have today the stunning Miss Lim Xiaowei. Welcome, Miss Xiaowei. We are so delighted to have you on our podcast today.
Awesome. So before we get to know a little bit more of our speaker, let me just briefly address our topic of discussion for this week's episode, which is social bias in women in STEM. Yes, the topic might sound a little bit intimidating, but it is good to address this as it is quite a norm in today's society. Sometimes we might hear people saying that women shouldn't be in the technical field or they should just stay at home. Do you agree with me, Zu?
Yes, I agree with you. But Harris, that is a very interesting topic to discuss on, but let's keep that discussion later and let's talk about our guests first. So Miss Lim Xiaowei, she graduated from UTP with a petroleum engineering degree. She is the founder of Spice Your CV and she is currently working at Schlumberger. Wow. So, Ms. Xiaowei, can you explain a bit about your field to our listeners?
Explain a little bit about?
Your field.
Field?
Yeah. Your engineering.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, let me do a little bit of introduction of myself. My name is Lim Xiaowei, and you can call me Xiaowei or Chempaka. And you know that I'm the alumni for UTP and a proud alumni. I'm very proud. And so, you guys as well are doing this. This is amazing. Yeah, and this video will be published for our future generations. So I'm glad to be here with you. So you guys know that I'm working with Schlumberger, right? So basically, it's a oil and gas services company. I used to work at offshore, which is a huge male-dominated industry. My project ended in 2018, and they sent me back to the office and currently working as a technical sales engineer.
Wow, that is very inspiring. Talking about inspiration, Ms. Xiaowei, why did you choose engineering? Were you inspired by someone?
I think my dad influenced me a lot in this. He always showed me the picture of oil rigs and oil platforms simply because, you know, I'm a bit tomboyish and grew up among all the boy siblings. Okay. I may look physically, you know, like a perempuan, like a woman, but actually, you know, I'm very outgoing type and a very sporty type, and he always thought that, you know, oil and gas suit me a lot. And I start to visualize, and ever since I'm form 4, I already drop biology and I take engineering drawing instead, and I have already make up my mind ever since form 4 that I want to become an engineer. And right after I graduate and got my SPM result, straight away, I look for somewhere to study petroleum engineering specifically because I already know that I want to work in the oil and gas. And to tell you the truth, I applied UTP for 2 times. I didn't get it for the first time.
Ooh.
Yeah. The first time I got rejected and I went to study foundation in science in another university, which is Ames University. And right after 6 months, I studied in Ames University, I got an offer to study in UTP. and I quit to study in Ames University, and I joined UTP simply because they gave me the my first choice, which is degree in petroleum engineering. So that's how my, you know, oil and gas journey started from that. And I always tell people that, you know, even though me applying for university, I have to try 2 times. And why should you give up at the first place? I mean, a lot of people that found it very hard to land a job and they give up very easily. But I take my example, even though myself, to apply for my dream university, I have to try 2 times.
Wow, that's very inspiring.
As Zhu has mentioned earlier, Ms. Chia Wei is currently working at Schlumberger, and to our listeners out there, Schlumberger is the world's leading oil field service provider. Yeah. So Ms. Chia Wei, how many years have you worked with Schlumberger, and can you tell us a bit how an average day for you is like?
Okay, so I have worked with Schlumberger for the past 4 years. If to be included internship experience, it would be another 8 months, so close to 5 years.
Yeah.
And I think based on the track records that I have gotten for my internship, and I got very lucky to be hired back in 2016, which is during the downturn of the oil and gas industry. Wow. And I'm so happy and thrilled. I would say that this is because of the Rizuki given by him. I am the first to be hired or first to get a job from my batch in 2016.
Wow.
Okay, so when I was being hired back, I was being hired as a spill engineer, so which required me to go to offshore. And a lot of people tell me that it's so tough as a female to work at offshore, you know, it's a very challenging environment, but it has always been a dream for me to work at offshore. So I don't mind for the past 2.5 years of working at offshore, every time that I go to offshore, it is breathtaking. I love it so much. I love each and every moment of working at offshore. And I was working as a production technologist. Production technologist is basically, you know, you go to offshore and you have to calculate the productions of the oil from the Talaga Minyak or from the oil wells. And then after that, I do work with a well intervention team, which we intervene the sick well. The well that is not flowing oil, there's no more oil anymore. So what we do is we go and intervene and see what is the problem of the well. So we will always call ourselves as well doctors.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's totally related to what I study as well. So I consider myself very lucky. You know, a lot of people that who work out there, they don't use what they study 100%. But for myself, petroleum engineering is totally related to what I'm doing at my job. Wow. And right after that, my project ended in 2018. My field project, I moved back to the office and become a technical sales engineer. As a sales engineer, what do you do is basically you have a product. You have to be able to convince to your client that your product is good, give a lot of values to the client. To sell it to them. Yeah. Uh-huh. So our clients are Petronas, ExxonMobil, Shell.
Those are very big, yeah. Big companies.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Okay, last question to end up our introductory part of the episode. So, Ms. Chia Wei, you are the founder of Spicer CV, right? Yeah. So, what is Spicer CV and why did you start it up?
Okay, actually, during MCO, because we have to work from home.
Yeah.
I, you know, we don't travel anymore and I have a lot of time to do IG Live. I start to do IG Live. And one of the IG Live that I did was how to enhance your employability. And what did I talk about during that live was how to write a winning resume and as well as how to ace in an interview. Because those are the two big factors that will make you land a job, a dream job. And after I did the IG Live, I have overwhelming requests of asking me to review their CV, especially for university students and also fresh graduates. And that's how I started Spicer CV. I'm like, oh, there is so many demands in the market. And I know my niche, my target people, they are university students and also fresh graduates that who has been listening to me of talking about the oil and gas, you know. And after I have done the live, I have a lot of requests. I opened or I set up a group or an IG page for Spice Your CV to help people to proofread their CV, as well as, you know, help them with the tips of how to ace in the interview in order for them to land a job.
It's very amazing to see that how resilient and how you can adapt, especially during MCO where you cannot work and you just adapt into another source of income.
Exactly. Actually, I do not plan to, you know, make it as an income. My need and my wish is to help people that who don't have a job. And, you know, during MCO, there's a lot of people that who lose their job, especially people that who are working in the oil and gas industry. We feel the pain. Every day, we see a lot of our circle, a lot of our friends that who get fired and who get retrenched in this industry. And because of this Spice Your CV, also some of them reached me out to help them to revamp their CV after a very long time simply because they got retrenched. And, you know, my need is just to help. And some of them I even help without getting money. And simply because I have a lot of requests, then I start to charge, but with a minimal charge. Because I know that these people, they have lost their job and they are fresh graduates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I do a lot of IG Live earlier, but now I have like a power session on my own to help people on a complete set of how to land a dream job. But earlier on, I do a lot of IG Live on a weekend with a lot of tips to help them, you know, to be at par in this competitive battlefield.
True. So to our listeners out there, according to UNESCO, 48% of students enrolled in science programs in Malaysia were female as of 2011. And I believe some of our listeners might want to become an engineer just like Ms. Chia Wei in the future. So Ms. Chia Wei, what has been the best experience working as an engineer?
Wow, I love these questions because there are so many beautiful moments working as a field engineer. I would say it has always been my dream, like what I told you earlier. One of the best moments I would say is to be able to commute or go to work at the platform with helicopters.
Wow. Helicopters.
You know, you have always seen that in the TV, right? People go to work at the platform or at the oil rigs with helicopters, but to be able to experience it by yourself, I just live up the moment until, even though this day, you know, I always use it as my strength every time when I feel like giving up. I'm like, you know, I'm so lucky and so blessed to be living in my dream job. Wow. So yeah, that is one of the best moment ever. And at the same time, I get to work in a few countries. I get to work in Thailand, in Oman, in several places in Malaysia, and training in a lot of countries like France, Abu Dhabi. The exposure that Islamajay has given to me, it's also one of the things that I'm very blessed of.
Wow. I'm still learning.
Thank you.
So I believe the process of becoming an engineer, and even right now you're working as a technical sales engineer, must be tough, right? So have you at any point thought of giving up engineering? And what made you stay?
Okay. Of course, in life, you know, there's a lot of challenges. Especially, I would say that especially it's something that you dream. You always have a lot of bumpy roads and a lot of challenges along the way. And this is one of the experiences that I had when I was in Oman. I have to work on a 6 week rotation without any break, like 42 days straight away. And on that last week that I worked at the field, I feel like, you know, money doesn't make me happy anymore. I'm so tired and I'm so mentally and physically tired of doing this job. And I feel like flying back to Malaysia straight away. But once you are done with that experience or few experience that, you know, that tiring and challenging experience, you will come out as someone that who is very strong. You feel like, you know, nobody or nothing can ever break me. This experience actually taught me to be stronger. But also, how is it that I you know, stay strong and not giving up is simply because it is my passion to work in the engineering field. And I feel like if you are having a passion, it doesn't matter, you know, how hard it is, you will still fight very, very hard to achieve the dream that you want to achieve.
Sure. Yeah, I believe that when the passion is there, whatever comes to you, you'll get through it because you love to do it. Yeah.
And the challenges that come along the way, it's something that you feel like it's normal. It excites you to take a greater challenge without the fear of backing up.
Ms. Shawi, I have a personal question directly specifically for the female high schoolers. So you say that it's easy when you have a passion and you know what you want to do in the future. But what about those who don't know what they want to do now?
True.
Especially these female high schoolers, they don't know or they don't have enough guidance. What should they do?
I think what you guys do is amazing. Like, you know, sharing the videos of someone that who is already in the field to share it with them, so that they have exposure. The problems that during our high school, we don't know what we want to do is because there's no exposure. There's no people come to us and tell us that, you know, you should do this. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, by giving them this video, they will probably have a view of how oil and gas look like. So if possible, you know, you guys put like a little bit of footage of the oil and gas or oil rigs or oil platform pictures in this video together, alongside with this video, to give it to them so that they are able to visualize. Because how do we succeed in life is we visualize whatever that we want in our life. And the problem with these high schoolers or budak sekolah menengah, even though for us last time, it's because we don't have exposure. We don't have people come and tell us that, you know, this job is amazing, or being a doctor is tiring and it's a very tough job. You have to work 24/7.
Yeah,
you know, nobody come and tell them this.
So the exposure is important. Yep.
Yeah, the exposure itself is important. Like for myself, I consider myself very lucky because I have a dad that will always tell me stories about oil and gas, right? But not everybody have that opportunities.
I totally agree.
So what we're doing right now is really good. I want to add a fact for everyone's information. It is said that in 2010, 45% of engineering students were female. And according to Institute of Engineers Malaysia report in 2011, there is only 15% of engineers who are women. So it shows that women make less than half of the percentage in the engineering industry. So the important question is, Ms. Chia Wei, is there any difference being a woman engineer? Or is it just the same?
I would be lying if I say that it would be the same. Especially if you work in the field, the first impression that you get or the first questions that you get would be, why are you here? If you are a guy, nobody would ever ask
why
you.
That sounds hard.
You believe what I say? You know, sometimes probably because of the unconscious bias that people are having. You know, people feel like women shouldn't be at the field or women. Also, it depends on which field, which engineering field that you're talking about. If you're talking about chemical engineering, then it would be a mix of male and female. But if you were to talk about oil and gas industry or petroleum engineering, it is heavily male-dominated industry. Mm-hmm. And like what I told you, I would be lying if I don't feel the difference. You know, you have to always work harder, work extra hard to prove your worth with your action. You have to always work twice harder in order to prove that you deserve to be here. You know, but as long as you have that work integrity, that passion, people will stop questioning you. I still remember when I was in Oman, especially in Middle East, it's so rare for them to see a female at the field. And when I was at that field, it was after 2 years of not having a female.
Whoa.
So imagine when I was at the field, they, you know, for me, it's it's not wrong for them to question me, why are you here? Because, you know, simply because they are so curious and they want to know more about me. But, you know, I prove it with my action. I work very hard throughout that 6 weeks. You know, whatever questions that I have, I will ask them, and whatever that manager asked me to do, I do it on time, on timely manner, and I prove it with my action. And right after I finish my first hitch over there, nobody ever questioned me anymore, because they know that I'm really passionate and I really into what am I doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. As long as you know what you have to do and you're passionate about it, there's no difference.
Yep. And people that around you are just noises. People that who tell mm-hmm. you that, you know, it's hard lah to work in the oil and gas. It's not suitable for women. Perempuan tak sesuai nak kerja dekat oil and gas. They are not even at the first place, they don't have the right to say it because they have not experienced it by themselves. So if you want to listen for an opinion, you listen to someone that who are already in the field.
True. So relating to the explanation that you said, right, do you think there is a stereotype towards female engineers?
Yeah, that's definitely right, like what I told you earlier. But as long as you prove it with your action, then nobody is going to question you. There's females that who it's working until C-suite positions. So, of course, it has to come together with the work-life balance and all the benefits and support that is given by the company as well. That are one of the biggest factors as well. But you yourself have to be certain of what you want to do and what do you want to live with during your career path. As long as it doesn't matter what people say, don't listen to all the noises around you. As long as you are very strong with what you want, then you will go far.
Great, also, great. Moving on, Ms. Chowi, as a male myself, and the only male host amongst all the hosts for WISE, do you think that there is less support for women in STEM? For example, when you're on an oil rig, you're doing a project where you have to report back to your boss, you yourself, and there's another male colleague, and you have to present report to yourself, like, you have to do a comparison. Your boss has to do the comparison. Have you ever felt that the boss is sometimes inclined to be biased towards you?
You know, I consider myself very fortunate. So far, especially in Malaysia, I have never experienced such biasness at my workplace. We are being treated the same. Mm-hmm. As long as you show your performance.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you are a male or you are a female. As long as you do your job, you do the right thing, nobody is going to question you anything. Right? Probably when I was in the Oman, when I presented in front of all the males, there's literally no female in the room. Mm-hmm. I feel a little bit intimidated because, you know, as Kam Hawa, you feel a little bit... you know, male, it's known as strong and tough. And when you present it to them, you want to feel it that way as well. So you will feel, you have to get a strong support, I would say. And to present yourself in front of them, you have to really toughen up yourself and, you know, mentally strong to prove your worth in front of this gigantic male. So it's not easy, but over time, you get used to it. But in Malaysia, I would say to you, there is no such thing. It has been such a wonderful experience. We work as a team. Yeah, male and female. We don't see the difference anymore. As long as you do your work, you show your performance, you will excel and you will get promoted.
All right. So with that concludes our discussion part of the video. Now we're going to move on to our conclusion part. So these questions aren't like as tough as the previous questions. There'll be three more questions for you, Ms. Chiawi. So the first one being, if you could go back and change one thing in your engineering path, what would it be?
Okay, I would say that I have always been a lone ranger kind of person. So I always do something alone when I was in the university. I joined Society of Petroleum Engineering, but I feel like that is the only thing that I joined until final year. The rest, I'm more into sports. So what I wish that I could change upon myself is finding a like-minded group or individuals to work together towards STEM or towards, you know, whatever that I dream for. Like find a group of people that who have the same mindset, to sit down and know more about the oil and gas industry before I join.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. What I did is I only did my own research, and then I find all the points, all the views on my own. If I were to work in a group of people in STEM, or probably like what you guys came up with, you guys, I'm very sure that you guys have a group of people that who contribute a lot of ideas, then you are able to learn more.
Everyone.
Yeah, that's excellent. So those group that you have or person that are like-minded, it's probably going to contribute more ideas and give you a wider overview of the industry that you want to join.
You'll get more insight from other people, not just your own view. True, true. I agree.
Second question, Ms. Chawi. What advice do you have for the girls interested to become an engineer, and what kind of practical experience or technical skills should they pick up along the way?
I always say that, you know, skills can be learned every time. Being teachable and having the right attitude is the most important one. You know, even though that we study chemical engineering or study petroleum engineering, you might end up not working at the same scope. So as long as you have the willingness to learn, have that right attitude to show to the hiring firm that you are interested and passionate in what you do, you will go far. Because technical skills and soft skills, it will be taught anyway. Company will give you the training to learn about technical skills, and along the way that you are doing your job, you will be learning from the experienced people. So as long as you show your willingness to learn, you are able to excel anywhere that you go.
True. You have to show that you want to learn it. True. I agree. Okay, with that last question sums up our episode for today. Once again, we would like to thank Ms. Chawi so much, because we are so honored to have an inspiring guest to come and give your insight on the challenges being a woman in STEM. And also to you, the listeners, if you have made up this far, means that you were listening to the whole episode. We appreciate it so much. Your participation means a lot to us. Ms. Chawi, do you have anything to add?
I think you guys are doing a good job. I would really like to see.
We will get
a video. It's being compiled. Put, and I mean, like a little bit of illustrations in terms of the pictures of how oil and gas look like, or
so
how a STEM community look like. I would say that in Malaysia, preaching for STEM is still not as high level as what we have seen in the US. You know, in the US, you can see a lot of group like women in STEM, everything, engineering, aerospace, they are really seriously preaching on STEM. But it's okay, baby step, whatever you guys do now, it's amazing. Please keep it up. And if you guys need any help from my side, let me know.
Thank you so much for the offer.
All right, everyone. That is all for today. I'm Haris.
And I'm Zulaika.
See you all on the next episode of WISE.
Okay. Dad.
Oh, we haven't taken a picture.
Oh, Michelle, one more. Can we take a picture with you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You don't have to take a picture. Just sit there and be pretty. Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3. Okay,
then. Right.
Okay.
Okay, nanti send me the picture.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me as well. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
What are you doing there?
Hi, my name is Iqbal. I'm from our public relations team here at WISE. Did you enjoy that podcast? I sure hope you did. Because we have a lot more in store just for you listeners out there. If you want to listen to any more of our episodes, head on over to our Spotify account at @Women in STEM and stream our weekly podcasts. Or if you're an iPhone user, you can download the Apple Podcasts app and give us a listen at WISE. That's WISE. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Also, to reach out to us and watch our exclusive behind-the-scenes content, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or any other social medias at WISEUTP. That's @WISEUTP. We would also love to hear your feedback there. That's all from us. Thank you, and see you on the next episode of WISE. Bye.